Proclamation number 5654, dated the April 18th, 1953. Day of Salvation or Day of Judgment. The Day of Salvation is not far away anymore, but will it mean salvation for all human beings? Will it not be a Day of Judgment when, instead of being released, they will be banished again in the solid form? And therefore the day can be yearned for but also be dreaded, yet those who would have to fear it don't believe in it and are therefore irretrievably lost because they don't do anything in order to avert this renewed banishment from themselves. This day will only be a true salvation for a few people, but they've suffered prior to it already, whereas the others don't know suffering and therefore do not long for a redeemer either. And yet he will come and redeem those who believe in him. A very difficult time is approaching all believers, but then they should not forget the promise that, I will come again to judge the living and the dead. Single quote, the time of hardship shall also be evidence of the truth of my word to them, and they shall believe even more firmly in my coming on the last day, in their deliverance from utmost adversity. It will truly be a day of salvation for my own who are tempted to doubt the truth of my word in view of the disbelievers' good living standards. Yet for the sake of the chosen few the days shall be shortened. I will fortify my own until the day has come, and it will come sooner than expected. The state of the world will seem so peaceful that no one will believe in an end. For under the authority of the Antichrist the waves of unrest apparently calm down and an earthly progress can be recognized which makes people become ever more ungodly, ever more heartless, and only my own recognize thereby the hour on the world clock. For only they will have to go hungry and suffer while the rest of humanity will indulge itself and try to find satisfaction in the euphoria of the world. No one will suspect how close the end is when the Antichrist starts his world dominion. He will instigate the end, he will achieve spiritual chaos, he will cause the battle of faith to erupt and will more or less cause the separation of the spirits, for under his regime the confession will be demanded for me in my name and thus the final decision will also be made, which still has to take place before the end. However, as soon as this decision of faith is demanded of you, my faithful followers, you can also brace yourselves for my second coming, for with the ever-increasing adversity you will also experience the fulfillment of my predictions concerning the end. You can expect the end every day and yet, it will come suddenly and unexpected. But then those for whom this day will bring redemption will be blissfully happy. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth by those who will be devoured by the earth, who will be engendered into solid matter again. You, who believe in me, trust my words that you will be delivered from hours of extreme tribulation, that I will come and fetch you and that you therefore should fear nothing on earth, for mine is the strength and the power and the glory. Amen.